Thank you. Very much, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight? Good. We're doing very well as well. And we're all very happy to be here to play for you at this last night of the wonderful Montreux Jazz Festival. You listen to a very special band, a band that actually has never played together before. So you're witnessing the beginning of something, hopefully, that will continue for a very long time. And I guess the responsibility falls upon me to introduce everybody, but I have to admit I feel kind of awkward about that because I've probably been playing music professionally. I've definitely been playing music professionally for less time than any of these men, and they're all some of my great idols and masters, but I guess it's my job to do it. So I'm going to begin with introducing our pianist who has managed over the years to forge out of the great tradition of piano playing, composing and arranging his own style, which is at once melodious, innovative, sweet, soulful, sentimental. This is Mr. Joel Sample. On bass is a cohort of mine who I'm actually embarrassed to admit is 3 years younger than me. He is the premier bassist of his generation and one of the best bassists anywhere in the world today. This is Christian McBride, the bass. Back there at the drums is one of the greatest living drummers today. He can play any style, and this is the first time I've ever been able to play with him, and hopefully it will not be the last. This is Mr. Billy Hart on the drums. And over here, on the guitar is one of my greatest inspirations as a musician. I've been listening to this guy for about how long has it been? 13 years, and he's done so much for me, even before I even knew him, even before I even played with him. He's inspired me and continues to, and we are about to be releasing an album together and are currently in the middle of a tour together. So he needs absolutely no introduction. This is Pat Metheny. Today we are kind of paying tribute to some of the great instrumentalists and composers of the legacy of jazz. The first tune we played was by Ornette Coleman. That was entitled Turnaround. And the second was, as most of you probably know, by the late great Miles Davis. And that was Milestones. And we're going to continue now with a composition by Duke Ellington. This one is entitled I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good.
Thank you. Uh-huh.